This is VO via remote. I'm Jim Bertel. Protesters clashed with Lebanese security forces at anti-government demonstrations in Beirut overnight. Officers deployed tear gas on dozens of people near Parliament. Demonstrators were angered by Tuesday's devastating blast. The protest came just hours after French President Emmanuel Macron was in Beirut offering support. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
Facing devastation, help is arriving in Lebanon. Preliminary investigations blame the explosion on inaction and negligence, saying nothing was done to remove tons of ammonium nitrate from the port. Local officials have denied the incident was the result of an attack. Lebanon's hospitals are overwhelmed by thousands of injured people, while other care facilities were themselves put out of action by the explosion. The people of Lebanon are used to suffering through decades of war and civil unrest.
That is Reed reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has followed through with his threat to ban TikTok and another Chinese-owned app. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Trump is calling on the Commerce Department to define what is banned when the orders take effect in 45 days. Even Apple or Google hosting these apps might be a violation. This week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke of alleged security threats from Chinese technology, but some legal analysts are questioning the basis for a ban on social media apps. TikTok says it doesn't store U.S. user information in China and doesn't share information with the Chinese government. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more information on the ban on TikTok, or if you'd like more information on the COVID-19 pandemic, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is relaxing its advisory for international travel during the COVID-19 pandemic, but just a little. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The CDC had been urging Americans to avoid all non-essential international travel. Now it says it's fine, but only to about 20 locations. Taiwan, Greenland, and Laos are among more than a dozen locations where the CDC mentions no particular precautions. Seven others, including Thailand, Fiji, and New Zealand, are in a low-risk group. As for the rest of the world, the CDC is suggesting you stay home. And if you have the travel bug, check with those countries' authorities before making plans. Many have mandatory quarantines in place, and some aren't accepting U.S. visitors at all. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Africa's confirmed coronavirus cases have surpassed 1 million, but global health true toll is likely several times higher. Reuters' Emma McCarthy has more.
10 countries account for 80% of new coronavirus testing taking place across Africa, indicating that little testing is taking place in many countries around the vast continent. Experts say low levels of testing in many countries could mean infection rates are higher than reported. South Africa still has the highest number of cases across the continent. The first members of a surge team of health experts from the World Health Organization have arrived in Johannesburg to help bolster the country's response to the pandemic.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. In the U.S. Congress, no deal seems imminent as lawmakers and the White House discuss pandemic relief. AP's Mike Rossia reports.
Frustration was evident from both sides after 3 hours of negotiations on Capitol Hill failed to produce a breakthrough pandemic relief package Thursday. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
There's a handful of very big issues that we are still very far apart.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Republicans prim package.
When they said a skinny proposal, it was anorexic, and it was not to meet the needs of the American people.
The White House says President Trump is prepared to use executive orders to address some elements of the congressional package involving evictions and jobless benefits. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Nearly 300,000 Americans could be dead from COVID-19 by December 1st, according to health experts from the University of Washington. They also say 70,000 lives could be saved if people were scrupulous about wearing masks. The prediction comes as top White House infectious disease advisors warn major U.S. cities could erupt as new hotspots if officials there are not vigilant with countermeasures. From Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.